Here's a cheer for beer, sir, a cheer for good old beer. It'll be a glorious day, sir, when we get back our beer.
Hi, this is Woody Sobey on Radio Boise with the Boise Brew Minute, where I talk to locals in the beer scene to find out what's brewing in Boise. Today I'm talking with Beth from Bear Island. Beth, welcome.
Hi.
So today we're going to be talking about recipe formulation and how you come up with a recipe for a beer that you're creating. What's that process look like for you?
So honestly, the first thing to note is that in the industry, there's kind of a little argument going on if brewing beer is a science or if it's an art. And I believe that it's absolutely both. And that's because I kind of started as a home brewer, right? And had kind of more of the art side going on and fought for that argument a little bit. But then I went to Siebel Institute of Technology, as well as did some apprentice work, and found that once you know the science, it's amazing how you can manipulate all different ingredients and recipe aspects to make exactly what you want. It's pretty awesome.
So when you're coming up with a new recipe, can you walk us through how you would go about doing that now?
So basically, I come up with an idea, whether it be, hey, let's put jalapenos in beer. Or, hey, I really think this food tastes awesome. Let's figure out how to make it into a beer. I'll give you an exact example. My grandma makes the best pumpkin cookies. And I just love them around Thanksgiving time. And so I decided for our autumn beer, and way before when I was a home brewer, that I should figure out how to put those cookies into beer so I could drink them. And so what you do is you want to deconstruct that recipe. And I called Grandma up and said, hey, what's your recipe? And she gave it to me, and she got to the point where she was saying, turn the butter, and I had to stop her and say, Grandma, I'm going to use this to make it into a beer. And she was a little shocked because she doesn't drink. She's a very religious grandma, but very supportive anyway.
It seems like there's a lot of those ingredients, like the butter or perhaps an egg or something, that might go into certain recipes that clearly aren't going to go into a beer recipe. How much you get some of those buttery flavors?
I wouldn't recommend putting an egg in beer, especially, like you said, like the butter or in this case, I need some sweetness. You know, I'm not going to just add brown sugar because that'll get fermented out a little bit and turn into alcohol. I'm also going to add possibly some lactose, which is a milk sugar that is not fermentable. And so it's a residual one that stays behind in the finished product, so you're able to taste it. And so there's a neat balance when you understand that science and then you have this artistic idea where you put those things together and you can make an excellent ale.
So getting back to that idea that it's both art and science, you have that sort of artistic inspiration that gives you some idea, and you're saying now you use some of the science that you've learned through different schooling and whatnot to try to construct that recipe. Is that correct?
Yes, absolutely. Just if you're ever wanting to construct a beer, like, you just do it backwards. It's kind of the way you do it. If you think you want sweetness, if you think you want sourness, if you think you want bitterness, whatever it is, you got to figure out what flavors you want and start going backwards, basically, and then put it all together and make sure it makes sense. Don't overdo it. You don't need 100 different malts and 100 different hops. You can actually make a very simple beer taste very amazing. There's so many different awesome variables. Just learn about them.
Beth from Bear Island Brewing, thanks so much for your time today, and I look forward to trying Carriage Ride when that's available in the fall. Cheers.
Cheers.
This has been the Boise Brew Minute, a Drowned Chipmunk production here on Radio Boise. For more information about the show, including archives of previous shows, please visit drownedchipmunk.com.
We'll drive away the blue law blues, we'll fill ourselves with cheer. And when we're coming from home from work, we'll stop for a glass of beer. Hey, here's a cheer for beer, sir, a cheer for good old beer. It'll be a glorious day, sir, when we get back our beer.